welcome to the lunchtime news from our broadcasting studios in Jerusalem. This is Georgios Ben Alagaias. Firstly, our apologies that we here at the studio were not better prepared at the time to challenge news which came to us a while ago about the death of local man Lazarus of Bethany. It had been reported to us that he had died, and obituaries in local papers confirmed this, but now it seems that this is not the case. Our sincere apologies go out to Lazarus and his family. We're pleased to announce that he is in fact very much alive and well, and was seen partying with friends and relatives recently. A donkey and her foal went missing earlier today from the city centre in Jerusalem. Police are looking out for two men last seen heading toward Bethphage at dawn. Close friends of the owner of the donkey were reported to have said they thought the thieves had made an ass of the owner and they would bray them if they caught up with them. Many people were arrested earlier today for vandalizing trees on the main approach road to the city. Whole branches were hacked off, and later some people were found trying to palm them off as flags for their celebrations. Let's just wave that one, shall we? Jesus of Nazareth, the well-known itinerant preacher, hailed by many as a healer, miracle worker, and prophet, was seen today riding into Jerusalem on a donkey. Let's hope it's not the same donkey. Nay, not likely. He was followed by his faithful disciples, and seemingly the crowd went wild with excitement when they saw him, shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord!" Religious leaders, however, are voicing their concerns about such a welcome. Roman authorities in Jerusalem are staging the last of their gladiator finals in the arena this evening. But just wait a second. The news is just coming through of a big disturbance, a riot, in fact, in the outer courtyard of the temple. We're taking you over right now to our reporter at the scene, Rita Chakrabartius. Hello, Rita. What news have you for us about the temple riot?
Well, Georgios, things have just about settled down now, but as you can see, we still have doves flying all over the place. Ah! Oh, sorry. One flew straight at me there. Animals are scurrying everywhere, running wild and knocking people over in the process. The last 15 minutes have been absolute bedlam. The crowds here have been out of control, scrambling for coins, running after livestock, and generally throwing the temple into an uproar. Quite rightly, the priests are furious.
What was it that started the riot in the first place, Rita? Can you tell us?
Well, it seems that Jesus of Nazareth lost his cool. He got off his donkey and straight onto his high horse, so to speak, and began upsetting the tables of the money changers and turning over the stalls of the dealers. Then he began to lash out at these traders with a whip made of cords. I have here with me someone who witnessed it all, well-respected businessman and a shrewd money exchange officer, Marcus Spensius. Marcus, did Jesus give any reason for his outburst?
Well, he had the audacity to call us robbers. He said we'd turned his house into a den of thieves. Well, that's a lie. I've never been anywhere near his house. I've never met the man. I wouldn't know him from Adam.
Thank you, Marcus. Marcus and all the other traders are all quite traumatised here at the moment. They were simply going about their business as usual in this most sacred of all places when the riot broke out. We also have here Eleazar bar Jona, one of the temple guards who is on duty in the outer courts today. Eleazar, can you tell us anything about this incident?
Utter chaos. But we'll have all the action on our CCTV cameras. We'll catch him red-handed and we'll nail the culprit good and proper this time.
This is Rita Chakrabartius reporting live from the temple precincts here in Jerusalem. Back to you, Georgios, in the studio.